Randy, we take a look at what's going on. Everybody knows where we stand. Phenomenal cattle prices right now, this, that, and the other. I had a chance to hear a guy last week that talked about a lot of these things, an economist, and he looked at all the prices, as you all did, and he said, you know, these prices got to break sooner or later. He doesn't expect maybe not so much cattle prices, but grain prices. Feels that there's just going to be a time that they're going to have to drop again, and sooner than later. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we will see grain prices soften up as we come through the summer and probably on into the fall, but that all depends on how we get it in the ground. We have to buy acres. We are short on grain supplies. We look at it globally under a situation where we have growing global demand. So I guess my thoughts are is we can't go to sleep on corn yet, especially because these stocks use ratios are so small. Some of the smallest ratios we've seen in 30 years.
How much of an effect are these corn prices going to continue to have, though, on our cattle producers here today?
Well, I think we're going to see these cost of gains continue to climb in here for a period of time. But fortunately, our futures market's been able to keep pace with the increased cost of gains, so we can still lay off some profits on these cattle as we look down the road here for the next 6 months or so.
You all showed all the graphics. Beef demand is good. Exports are up. All of these are great things that we want to see. So what kind of an outlook, I mean, looking even past 2011, what are you thinking for cattle prices?
Well, I think we're moving into a higher trading range here for the next several years where we're going to sell a lot of fed cattle in here on top of a dollar, $1.02 to $1.567 in here for annual averages here for the next 2 to 3 years. So we're going to have some much higher prices, which means more risk. That's what it really means. Record high break evens, more risk. Not necessarily that we're going to see big profit margins because of record high feed costs and record high replacement cattle costs. I think where the operators are going to do the best in the next several years are cow-calf operators. They're finally going to get a payday. They're going to get a very clear, loud signal to expand the nation's cow herd, and I believe we'll do that.